听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 4. Making a good impression. Warming up. Now you will hear a talk about how to make a good impression at an interview. Answer the following questions with the information you hear. Imagine yourself at an important job interview. It's a big day. Get this job and your dreams will come true. Lose it and your heart will break. You need to make a good impression, but how will you do it? The emotional weight of your speech is one of many things that people judge you on. In order for you to be sure about the quality of your voice, you should listen to it. Not as you usually listen to it, but as other people do. Record your voice with a tape recorder so you can play it back and listen to it again and again. Make sure you really sound terrific. Speaking well is one way of making a good impression at an interview. Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. 1.
I'd really like to make a good impression in class.
Well, so long as you pay attention, you shouldn't have a problem.
Question. How can the woman make a good impression in class? Two.
I've had a good rest and I'm ready to make a good impression on my boss.
That's the attitude. You're going to be great.
Question. What is the man ready to do?
Three.
You've become so mature since I last saw you.
Nah, it just seems that way because I'm wearing nice clothes. I'm really still like a child.
Question. According to the woman, why does she seem different?
Four.
Don't look so aggressive. Calm down and look relaxed.
Okay. I'll remember to smile during my meeting with my new boss.
Question. What will the woman remember to do? Five.
My boss never notices me. I think I lack the skills to get a better job at my company.
No, you just need to have more confidence in yourself.
Question. What does the woman lack according to the man?
Six.
I'm sure you'd be promoted if you wore better clothes.
You might be right, but clothes are expensive.
Question. What might help the man get promoted? Seven.
My status will never improve if I can't make others believe in me.
Improve the tone of your voice, and others might trust you more.
Question. How can the man get others to trust him more?
Eight.
How did your interview go?
Great! I stayed positive, like you said earlier, and I think I got the job.
Question. What did the man tell the woman earlier?
Nine.
I took an instant liking to you.
No way. I was so awful to you the first time we met.
Question. Why does the woman not believe the man? Ten.
It'd be easier for you to persuade people if you don't look so nervous.
I know, but I really can't change the way I feel.
Question. How could the man persuade people more easily?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Stand up straight.
What?
Your head should be up and your back should be straight. Looking people in the eyes is very important.
I appreciate your help, but I'm only going to a job interview.
I assume you want this job. Am I right?
Of course I do.
Then listen to me. You'll make a good impression if you show self-confidence, but don't look too rigid. You want to seem a bit relaxed.
Anything else?
Yeah, you should tell them a joke.
A joke?
Everyone likes a joke. Do you know any?
I know one about a fight between a Frenchman and a German.
No, don't joke about countries, sex, or religions. You could upset someone.
Oh, I don't think I can remember all of this. Maybe I should just stay home.
Honey, don't worry. You'll be great. Just stand up straight.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What is very important for the man to do according to the woman? 2. Where's the man going? 3. What does the woman assume? 4. What does everyone like according to the woman? 5. Why should the man not be worried according to the woman?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
There are simple rules for an interview, and it seems that everyone knows them. So, as an interviewer for my company, I expect people to be clean, well-dressed, and show confidence when they see me. This is basic. But there is something else you must know. To leave a good impression in an interview, you must be able to talk about the company. Before you see the interviewer, do some reading. Understand the company's special needs, so you can tell your interviewer how you can fill those needs. And then you can explain why you should get the job. I see smart, good-looking people every day, but the ones that leave me with the most remarkable impression are those who know about the company. Do this, and you'll be in good shape.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What does the speaker do for his company? 2. What should a person do before the interview? 3. Why should you learn about the company's special needs? 4. Who does the speaker see every day? 5. What kind of people impress the speaker the most?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie A Beautiful Mind and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
I've always believed in numbers and the equations and logics that lead to reason. But after a lifetime of such pursuits, I ask, what truly is logic? Who decides reason? My quest has taken me through the physical, the metaphysical, the delusional,
and back. And I have made the most important discovery of my career. The most important discovery of my life. It is only in the mysterious equations of love that any logical reasons can be found. I'm only here tonight because of you. You are the reason I am. You are all my reasons. Thank you.
Model dialogues.
Expressing regret. 1.
I wish I hadn't taken this course this semester. I failed the exam.
I'm sorry you didn't pass your exam. Better luck next time.
2.
Oh, the train has just left. If only we had been here earlier.
Take it easy. The next train will arrive in half an hour.
3.
Hi, Matt. You look so depressed. What's up?
How could I have done such a stupid thing? I downloaded a paper from the internet and handed it in as my term paper. Now I'll get an F for this course.
How could you do that?
I don't know. I really regret having done it, but it's too late to worry about it now.
Expressing sympathy. 1.
What's wrong, Linda? You look very pale.
I've got a stomachache. That's terrible. Let's go and see a doctor.
2.
What's up, Jane? You look really worried.
I lost my keys on my way home.
I'm sorry to hear that. What are you going to do now?
I have no idea.
Well, try not to worry. Perhaps you can check at the Lost and Found.
3.
Mr. Green, I wonder whether it is possible for me to take 1 week's leave.
Yes, but could you tell me what has happened?
My grandmother has just passed away.
Oh, you have my deepest sympathy.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling. Task 1. Now you will hear a story. Fill in the blanks while listening. 3 people sat at a table across from an older, well-dressed man. Jeff Kent was among those 3 people. Like the other 2 people sitting with him, he had given an introduction to say who he was and why he wanted the job. The older man, the president of a company, asked questions of each one. And, having completed the interview, the company president said that he had chosen the person he would welcome into the company. Jeff thought for sure that it would not be him. The other 2 gave much more persuasive reasons for why they should be the ones working for the company. In fact, Jeff was almost ready to leave when the president said that he had chosen Jeff for the job. "Why did you choose me?" Jeff asked. "Was it because of my physical appearance? Did I seem relaxed? Did I look powerful?" "No, it wasn't anything like that," the man said. "It's that you look like someone who won't be able to take my job." Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. What about this peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked?
Task 2. Recite the following proverb. We have 2 ears and only 1 mouth, so we can listen more than we can speak. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Yes,
Who's there?
Excuse me, I'm here to apply for a job.
Come in. You have 8 seconds to impress me.
I'm afraid I don't understand. I'm here...
3 seconds.
Can I at least sit down?
There's no need. The interview is over.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Young man, I'm very busy. I have to interview 50 people today, so I have to act quickly. And you know what? You've got the job.
This is very strange.
Quite so. But I can tell a lot about a person in 8 seconds. For instance, from the way you cleaned your feet at the door, I could tell that you are careful. I know that you are polite by the way you took off your cap when you came in. And look at your clean hair and fingernails. I think you'll be just fine. You can start early tomorrow morning.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What was the man doing at the woman's office? 2. How much time did the man have to impress the woman? 3. Why was the meeting so short? 4. What showed that the man was careful? 5. What did the woman notice when she spoke to the man?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Body language is the kind of unspoken communication that goes on in every face-to-face encounter. It tells people's true feelings towards you and how well your words are being received. Between 60 to 80% of our message is communicated through our body language. Only 7 to 10% is through the actual words uttered in a conversation. Your ability to read and understand another person's body language may mean the difference between making a good impression or a very bad one. It could help you on job interviews, meetings, business talks, or hot dates. Every one of us has experienced the feeling of an instant liking or disliking to someone, but without necessarily knowing why. We often refer to this as a hunch or a gut feeling, which is directly linked to our own body's reaction.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. Which of the following words best describe body language? 2. What percentage of our message is communicated through body language? 3. What can't you know by reading the body language of others in a conversation? 4. What ability can help you make a great impression on others? 5. Which of the following is linked to a hunch or a gut feeling?
3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
The United States Supreme Court has made an important decision about American education. Last month, the court ruled that poor parents can receive public money to send their children to private schools. These include religious schools. Under this voucher program, the government helps parents send their children to schools that require payment. American public schools are free. President Bush called the Supreme Court decision a great victory for American students and parents. He says it provides children from poor families an equal chance for a good education. The American Constitution requires the separation of church and state. 5 of the 9 Supreme Court judges ruled that an educational voucher program in Cleveland, Ohio, is constitutional. The majority decision said vouchers are acceptable because parents choose which school their child will attend. The government does not. The government provides only financial aid. Parents in the Cleveland voucher program can receive up to about $2,000. Critics say this means that most families choose religious schools because they cost less than other private schools. Almost all of the children in the Cleveland voucher program attend religious schools. The Ohio legislature enacted the voucher program in Cleveland after a federal court placed the city schools under state control. The court did so because the schools were not providing students with a good education. Supporters of school vouchers say the public school system is not helping millions of minority children in big cities. Many parents whose children attend poor quality schools support vouchers. However, public school teachers and others oppose the voucher system. They say it is wrong to take needed government money from public schools. They believe public schools should be supported and improved. Several other American cities have voucher programs. However, at least 26 state legislatures have rejected proposals for voucher programs. Voters in several states also have rejected the use of school vouchers. And recent opinion studies show that a majority of Americans approve of the nation's public schools.